The Sandpoint, Idaho City Council has endorsed a resolution that urges the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to support the recovery of the southern Selkirk mountain caribou herd and to work to conduct further augmentation of that herd with caribou from other herds. Only a handful of the creatures are thought to inhabit the Selkirk Mountains on the U.S. side of the border. Noah Greenwald of the environmental group Center for Biological Diversity authored that resolution and says it shows there are officials in Idaho who support the animals.
You know, endangered species and the Endangered Species Act have been under attack from Republicans in Congress, from industry, from various fronts. You know, we want people to know that there's a lot of support for endangered species in the U.S. and, you know, cities like Sandpoint.
Sandpoint Mayor Kerry Logan says the city council endorsed the augmentation concept to help the herd, but did not address anything to do with critical habitat.
The resolution did not speak to the area for the recovery of these animals, because that has been, in some quarters, contentious. But we are totally in support of seeing that herd survive, and augmentation is necessary to do that.
The city council's opinion on caribou differs from the Bonner County Commissioner's. That governmental body weighed in to object to a previous plan by the Fish and Wildlife Service to expand the critical habitat of the caribou to some 360,000 acres, fearing the impact on outdoor recreation like snowmobiles. That habitat designation is still being ironed out after being downgraded to just 30,000 acres. Bonner County Commissioner Kerry Kelly says he's not had a chance to see the Sandpoint City resolution and offered no comment. The resolution will be sent to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.